We are still in the Shiva de Nechemta, and I guess the Avodas Hayom is still to try and find Nechama from the Churban experiences which we remembered on Tisha B'Av. And once it gets to Kiseitse and Kisova, I don't know, it's very, very hard to find comfort. It really is. Now, the fact that in Kiseitse it's hard to find comfort, that's a fairly new situation. But who would have dreamt? Who would have dreamt that in the 21st century, like today where we are, with all of history that has passed, that suddenly we're faced with something, with a sorrow which hasn't been for years? And that is that we have to struggle to be able to mull our children. I mean, it came to a point that, of all places, Germany comes along and outlaws Bris Milos. I don't know what the end of that story is going to be. I imagine that people will still be able to mull their children one way or another. But that we should have to fight for Bris Milos today still, that is unbelievable. And Dafke from Germany, it's really, really, really unbelievable what it really means. What it really means, after you've read Kiseitse, is because we're back to Amalek. So the Nechasholim, who were outside the Anane Kovod, so they cut off their milos and threw them klapemala, and they said, Ze masha buchato, heloch masha buchato. This is what you want, here, take it. I mean, I think a few years ago, touched this up a little bit, what was this idea of throwing at klapemala? So I think that what it meant is that Molech held, look, there's no reason to try and sanctify our physical world. That's just before the Pasha of Amalek. So we have the Mishkolas, the Issa against having false Mishkolas. So that's what Amalek is really saying. Look, he says, if you people still have weights which are not honest in order to get an unfair advantage over the people who are buying from you, so you're agreeing with me that nothing's happened. There's nothing that you have done has in any way sanctified the physical world. If there is such a thing as sanctification, if there is such a thing as things becoming holy, so holoch masha bochato, here, I'm throwing it up. You're interested in these milas? Catch them and make them holy for my but down here, don't bother us. Here, it's not nageya to us. That seems to be what's going on. It's a very, very, very impossibly horrible situation that today we still have to worry about Bris Milos. The Ronisham should be merachem. But worse than that, in my opinion, and more hurtful even than that, is now in our Pasha, the Pasuk in Kisova. And that's what I want to think about a little bit. The Pasuk in Kisova, oy, 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 oy. Really, here, Hayom Azeh Hashem Elokecha Metzavcho Lasos Es Achukim Oele Ves Hamishpotim Veshomato Vosiso Osam Bechol Levavcho Bechol Nafshecha. Be careful about the mitzvahs. You know what? Es Hashem Hemato Hayom Lios Lechol Elokim Veloleches Bitrochov Velishma Chukov Mitzvosov Mishpotov Velishmaya Bekailoi. Yeah, you appointed Ki'ilu the Ribbono Shel Olam to be the source of the laws which you are going to be keeping. V'Hashem hemircho hayoyim, and Ribbono Shel Olam chose you, li yois loy la'am segulo kasha dibeloch v'lishmor kol mitzvoysom. So on that the Ramban says very, very beautifully, V'omer v'Hashem hemircho hayoyim, ki hayoyim hazeh lochem ki yom Sinai. Says this day, in Dvorim, at the end of the 40 years, is like a replay of Har Sinai. V'Hashem roimem v'gidel eschem, and the Ribbono Shel Olam exalted you, b'kibul ha'toyro, to giving you the Torah, like the Mishneh Torah of Devarim, Shetiyu loy la'am segula mikolo amim v'lishma kol mitzvosav. And that was going to make you, this giving you the Torah, makes you a very special nation among all the others. Ki lochem levatchem yiten Torosai. You're the only ones to whom he gave his Torah. V'yitzave eschem b'chol ha-mitzvah ha-ratzuyos lefonov. Loy la'am acher. He didn't give them to any other am. Tariyak mitzvahs, all of which are actions or avoidance of actions, a life which gives pleasure kviyochol to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, he gave that to you, not to anybody else. Kin shekosov, magid dvorov liyakov, chukov v'mishvotov liyisrael, la'osochein l'chol goy. Ah, it's moiredek. Yeah, magid dvorov liyakov, chukov v'mishvotov liyisrael, was can sein besser. Right, so we are really on top of the world. It's just beautiful. And the pasuk goes on, ulusitro elyon al kol ha-goyim, asher oso lesehila uleshem uletiforis, v'liyoscho am kodesh l'ashem elokecho kasher diber. Now, very interestingly, the Ramban does not say pshat in lesitro elyon al kol ha-goyim. What does that mean? That the Rebbeinu Shel made us elyon. It's interesting. I checked in my concordance, and I see that quite a few times, I don't know, maybe 10 times throughout the Torah, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is called Elyon. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is the Elyon of the world. And as a description of Klal Yisrael, it's only said twice. Klal Yisrael is never described as Elyon, except over here, and then in Kofches, that means a couple of psukim later, a few psukim later, so it says, "Voyim shmoya tishma v'koyel Hashem alakecho lishma lasus kol mitzvoy sofash anochim tzavach ayoyim, unesonch Hashem alakecho elyon al kol goyei ha'oretz." Again, elyon. These are the only two times where we're described as elyon. Now, what does it mean that we're elyon? Funnily enough, the Ramban doesn't explain it over here. He does explain the results of being Elyon. Again, let's look at the pasuk again. Ulesitro Elyon al kol ha-goyim asher oso lesehila uleshem uletiforis. Now, what is that? So the Ramban explains each of the three. It says like this. Ulesitro Elyon al kol ha-goyim asher oso lesehila. What does it mean, lesehila? Shehallelucho kol amei ha-oretz. All the goyim are going to praise you. B'yoyos Hashem korov b'kol korecha elav. Woo! It's going to be my thing. Yeah, I made you Elyon, and what does that mean? At least the way that Pasuk Darshan said. L'sehila, that wherever you go, you're going to hear them praising the Jews. Yeah, it's true, right? Open any paper nowadays with the headlines and see what's doing. Yeah? U'l'shem. You're going to be so beautiful that everybody's going to be talking about it. Ah, the fame of the Jews is going to be so unbelievable. You're better than all the goyim. Now that's really something. You can throw your weight around over all of them, and they are forced to do whatever you want them to do. Just all you have to do is to say what you want, and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is going to make sure that that's going to happen. And so on and so forth. That's this pasuk. Whoever's listening to the shir, I mean, you want a rice kriya. I mean, has there ever been a time when we were more looked down on? I mean, by the Yimach Shemam V'Zichrom, the Germans. Yeah, that was it. So it was. And the other nations schlepped along with them. Oh, but today there is no Germany, there is no Holocaust today, and the smallest, stupidest people, like, everybody makes chayzik of the Jews. They're no good, and you have to divest from them, and they're ganovim, and they're this, and they're that. You cannot open a paper. You cannot listen to a newscast. You cannot do anything without hearing what horrible people Jews are. And here, and as I said, like you read Kisovoy, and you want to start crying. I mean, this is what has become of us. Here the Rebbeinu Nisham is promising us, yeah, that we will be Lo Segula. We saw the earlier Ramban. Which we don't know yet what it means. Asha also Lishila, that people praise you. Ulishem, that your fame for all your wonderful gifts and whatnot is all around the world. Ulisif Ores, that you get everything done. Whatever you want gets done right away. What do you call it? With your thumbs, you slap, not you know, whatever it's called, yeah. And you just say, this is what I want, and everybody runs to do it. I don't know. You know, you start asking like questions, not Chas V'Shalom questions on the Rebbeinu Shloim, but questions on ourselves. I mean, you know, I don't think there are any dissenting voices about the Moyodig Kiddush Hashem of the Siyum recently, of the Daf Yomi, Moyodig Zach. And we heard Roshas from Gedolei Yisrael, and they were Mechazek, Zecher, they were Mechazek. What a wonderful, 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 wonderful that thing was, yeah? And not as, I don't know. But I didn't hear a drosha. I didn't hear all the droshas. That's also true. But I haven't seen or heard that there was a drosha which said to the assembled thousands and said, guys, we've got to do something. The Torah tells us that the way we are supposed to be is such that we should be l'sehila, l'shem, or l'tif ores. And the lives that we are leading now do not lead to that. We are not famous in the world for our integrity, for our niceness, for our wonderful qualities, and that is not the fame that is being spread about us. Well, you might say like this, that the people who learn the Daf Yomi, they're not the people who look at papers or listen to the radio. Maybe that's Takeit and maybe nobody knows about it. But it's true, it's terrible. It's terrible. It's terrible. We're at the bottom of the heap. And what does the Pasuk say? That the Rebbeinu Nisham chose out the Sitra Elyon al Kol HaGoyim. It's very, very sad. And it seems to me that all of us should consider what do we do about getting back to the way we're supposed to be. I mean, it's a chayzik. It's a chayzik if some guy would arrest us, you know, with some Russia, and he'll put us, stand us up and say, okay, guys, you're going to listen now to who you are. I'd like you to listen. Look how the world looks at you. Look what absolute horrible and terrible failures you are. Now, for Shetzik, that we know that it's not that way, and that the anti-Semites, that's not the Nakuda, but... But was tut sich da? I mean, what have we done? So let's not be l'sehila, l'shem, l'tifalves. But let's not be the laughing stock of the world. Some crazy cannibals, achves, where they are, yeah? One thing is in common to all Baruch Hashem, the whole world is b'deyo achas. Jews are no good. I mean, Rachmon el-Etzlan, that's today with hundreds of thousands of people, Baruch Hashem, learning in yeshivas, the Siyum, I say, I mean, it's unbelievable what we have accomplished. And kol hakavod, kol hakavod, kol hakavod for Klal Yisrael, for what it was able to put on by this Siyum. But it's not working. It's working within our own circles, Baruch Hashem. But it's not working in the world. And what the Rebbeinu Nisham said, that's what I mean. Like, where is the nechama? Where's the nechama over here? It's the shiva de nechemta. And how can you lain kisovoy and feel misnachem, to feel comforted? It's not comforting. It's not comforting to open a paper and walk in the streets by some people. Never, Baruch Hashem, here in America, we're still reasonably safe, although people are getting beaten up on the streets. Like, you hear more and more about that. But what's going on with us? What is going on with us? I don't know, there's a lot to be ma'ayan in, and I don't know where that eon was going to lead. But I, as far as the shiur today is concerned, I wanted to discuss the ulositro elyon al kol ha'goyim. Now, I mentioned to you before that at least as far as my concordance is concerned, it seems that only in two places, here and about 20, 30 psukim later, Klal Yisrael is referred to as elyon. Now, especially now in Rosh Hashanah, many of the piyutim, I think, right? La'adead yimloch, melech elyon, melech elyon, melech elyon, melech elyon. Stutzach that the Rebbein Hashem is a melech elyon. What does the Torah mean when it says, ulesitcho elyon? So over here in the Pasuk, I guess it could mean that we'll be elyon in the sense that the lesehilul l'shem ul'tefora, so that makes us elyon. We'll be the top guy in the world, and in the United Nations, they're going to put us in a big golden throne because we are lesehilul l'shem ul'tefora. Is that what it means? Chbin Moichel the throne. But what does it mean that we are elyon? What does it mean that we're Elyon? And how do all these things fit in to our lives today as we are living them and knowing them and recognizing them? We have over here the Tochocho and Kisova, but as we all know, we also have the Tochocho and Bechukaisai. And there, somehow in the middle of the Tochocho, and when it talks about Golos, suddenly we are dealing with Shmita. So let's go to Mechukaisa and Perek Vov, Lamed Dalet, or let's start at Lamed Gimel, Ve'eschem ezorei bagoyim, Ve'arikoisi es acharechem cheref, Ve'hoiso atzuchem shumomo, Ve'oreichem yiyu chovo. Oz tirtze ha'oretz es shapsoseo. Let's go with the Sifuna. The Rashi is a little difficult to understand. Rashi says, "Os tirtze tefayes es kaas hamokaim." Now, I think it would be better than teratze. I don't know the dictator here perfectly. But os tirtze ha'oretz es shapsoseo. So the Sifuna teaches, "Os tirtze teshalem v'sifra." He learns that tirtze, in other words, not I want, but I will fulfill somebody else's want. And what is the somebody else's want? It means that teshalem v'sifra et shapsoseya. You're going to be paying for the shabosai, shmita and yovel, which the land did not have because you didn't keep shmita. Yeah, k'moy shebi'er ba'omroi nedivei yomim, at rotzeso ha'oretz shapsoseya, until the world feels compensated for their absent shmitas, kol yemei shama shoveso lemalos shivim shana. Now, was to make up the 70 years which we didn't keep the shmita, so now it's the land is going to be satisfied. Now, finally, the day of reckoning is coming, and you are having all the years which you didn't keep the shmita, like Rashi figures it out. So all those years, you're going to be repaying. By what? By the land lying desolate. So that is going to be your repayment. You're going to say to the land, okay, I understand, yeah, I was wrong in not keeping the Shmita. And now, yeah, so you, Mr. Land, will feel a sense of satisfaction when you lie desolate now. And the land will say, well, now they know what it's like to have the responsibilities of having such a beautiful land. Whatever exactly what it means. But as I said, I find it strange that the whole Golos, like, it becomes such a central theme in the Golos parts of Torah, this business of Shmita, that somehow the Golos is associated with Schmidt, and specifically associated with the fact that that we didn't keep the Shemitah, we didn't keep the Shemitah. So the whole Golus centers around that. It's not that the 500 Psukim that deal with it, they aren't. But you know, as you see, even in Divrei Hayomim it's mentioned, and I have the feeling that in Chazal and so on, this is a central theme of the Golos. That's another question. Which Golos are we talking about? Where we know the Rambans, that in Bukhokaisa it's the Golos of Babel, and in Kisova it's the Golos of Raimi. Whatever it is, over there we have Shemitah, or rather the absence of Shemitah. The absence of Shemitah as being very central to the Golos which we had to suffer through. Want to read to you a piece from the Sfas Emes in Behar. I came across it a couple of weeks ago, and it's a very, very, I'm very spoiled from it, and make myself a pest to everybody who comes anywhere near me by telling them over the Sfas Emes. But the Emes is that it's a Moyodik Sfas Emes. Listen to this. So, Kedeisa b'Medrash, I'm reading in the middle of a Sfas Emes. This is on Behar, and comes from the year Tofresh Samach. And on the old Sfas Emes, there are probably new editions, but on the one that I have, it's on page 202, the second column, near the top. Kedeisa b'Medrash, Giboire Koyach, says the Posuk in Tehillim. It says, I haven't got the Tehillim now with me, so I don't know the whole pasuk. Yeah, Oisim Devorai L'Shmaya B'Kol Devorai, something like that. Yeah, Giboire Koyach. So who are these Giboire Koyach? When it gets to the Shmita year, you see that all over on the posters. The Giboire Koyach are the people who keep Shmita. K'deisiv Medrash Giboire Koyach B'Shomrei Shviyas Hakosov Medaber. Why are they called Giboire Koyach? What's so great about keeping Shemitah? Well, I mean, we can figure out what's so great. Yeah, but the Medrash spells it out. Roye Sodeo Bayar, he sees his field lying fallow. V'shoisek, he doesn't complain. Boy, is he a Giboire Koyach. Like, the whole year there's no panosa. It's unbelievable. It's an agrarian society. Everybody's farmers, and everybody lives from the field. And the whole field, you're not working there. What's going on? Yeah, by being quiet, by not complaining, they cease to be governed by nature, and they are zoicha to live in a shmittedike way. What does that mean? As it says in the Pasuk, the resting of the land will be a source of food for you. Now what does that mean? It's resting and I'm not planting and I'm not sowing and I'm not reaping and I'm not doing anything, but it's going to be a source of food for me. Now what is that supposed to mean? Again, I'm going to start reading again. The Medrash, Giboire Koyach B'Shomrei Shviyas HaKosav Medaber. And why is he a Giboire Koyach? Yeah, because it says, Roye Sodeo Baya V'Shoisek, V'Al Yedei Zeh, because he's Shoisek, Yoitzin, the Jews exit, Mehan Hoge HaTivyas, Teva disappears, V'Zoichen L'Shmita, and they're Zoichen to Shmita, as it says in the Pasuk, V'Hoyso Shabbos O'Ores Lochem Le'Ochla, the fact that you're not working in the fields is a source of food for you. What does that mean? So the Medrash goes on. En ho elyoinem, they will be like the elyoinem. Remember the elyon which we're trying to discuss. En ho elyoinem, shenizoinen mitimyon shel melech. Timyon shel melech is the storehouse of the melech. And the Rebbeinu Shem has a storehouse. And the people during the Shemitah, what does he say? He said, if you're going to ask, what are we going to eat? Hein l'nizravel, yeah? So he says, fine, don't worry. Nasatis b'chosi. Where does the brocha come from? That's the storehouse of the Rebbeinu Shlom. Shenizoinen mitimyon shel melech. Oh, v'aleyem ksiv. Listen to this, it's unbelievable. V'aleyem ksiv. Boruchu, here's the pasuk. Boruchu Hashem malochav. V'loi kol malochav. K'deisse b'medrash. What does that mean? It says over there, I don't have the tillim in front of me. Have a look at it. It's unbelievable. Yeah? It says, Bochu Hashem Malochov. Yeah? And what does it mean? Kiddis v'medrash. Sha'af al-pi shehem be'oilam ha'tivi. Although they live in the physical world. V'zoyren v'oisfen. Mikol mokom. K'shebo shmita v'shoifsen. Nislavshu be'bechinas Malochov. They suddenly clothe themselves in the clothes of angels. Oh, you hear what he's saying? That by resting in the Shemitah, by resting in the Shemitah, they're getting fed. Why they're getting fed? That's the voucher system. The Banisham says, you're not working in the Shemitah. Here's a voucher. Go to my storehouse, you'll get. In other words, the not working is a sibba for getting fed. You understand what's happening? It's mamish mayadik. The Shemitah is a time when Klal Yisrael suddenly changes into angels. Lemaisa, they're getting vouchers for the storehouse of the Rebbeinu Shlom, and there's plenty of food, there's no onashir. The Sas Emes over here brings the Chazal. I'm sorry that I don't have it in front of me, but it says the Baruch Hashem Kol Malochov, and then it says Baruch Hashem Malochov, and the pasuk before that said Baruch Hashem Kol Tzvoav. So the Medrash asks, why does it say by Tzvoav Kol, Baruch Hashem Kol Tzvoav? And by Malochov, it only says Baruch Hashem Malochov. So that's what I read out before. That the word is like this. Kol Tzvoav is the Malochim, the real Malochim. So they are 24/7, right? They're every single second of their lives, they are Malochim. So therefore, Baruch Hashem Malochov, it says Kol Malochov, because there's never any exception to the Hanhoga as Malochim. But by, did I say Malochov? I meant Tzvoav. Therefore, it says Kol Tzvoav. Maybe I misspoke myself. Kol Tzvoav, because everyone in the Tzvoav is the Malachim, and every one of them is a Malach. But by Baruch Hashem Malachov, it doesn't say Kol Malachov. Why? Because we're talking about people who are not really Malachim altogether. They pretend Malachim. They are really physical people, and they live in a physical world. And the only way they get anything to eat is by sowing and by reaping and by the whole production. But now in the Shemitah, they suddenly turn into Malachim. So it's not called Malachim, because half the time, or much, much more than half the time, they're not Malachim at all. But in the Shemitah, they become Malachim. That's a Mayurde Gesachen. What does that mean? What does that mean that we become Malachim? What does that really mean? What does that really means is, I think, that, you know, we've come across in the last few months, or like I know I've talked about it quite often, this idea that after the chalukah of Yaakov and Esav in the womb of Rivka, so Yaakov gets Olam HaBo and Esav gets Olam HaZeh. So we down in this world, down here, are strangers. We have no right to be here be'etzem, because we got Olam HaBo, we didn't get Olam HaZeh. So, but the Rebbeinu Shem put us down here. So there must be reasons that he put us down here. We've talked about all that. Rav Hutner in the Chanukah, where he says we're here to be Mashpia, that's a Shemen. Shemen is Olam HaBo, and therefore it's a Shemen HaMishra. It imbues things with sanctity. Aganza Pashem. That's who we are. In other words, that there are times in Jewish lives where our true identity as B'nai Olam Haba, Elyonim, please note, I think, right? The matter says Elyonim, right? I'll just read that phrase out to you again. Weil der sehr jetzt mein Hoger Tivis wir solchen der Schmidt und was nehmen wir euch auf dem Lochlo kein hol joinem schöne seinem mit Timian Shell Melach the stores of the king, so they're like el joinem, so the Malach ma called el joinem, the Rabbani Shem is called el joinem. I think that when it says over here in Kisova that you're going to be el joinem, what it means is that you have that koyach in you to be an el joinem. Your potential Elyon, your, what's the word I'm thinking of? Elyonity is within you, and it's just waiting to burst out into the open. And it does burst out into the open when you keep Shemitah. And then you become an Elyon, not permanently, you become a Malach. That's what we've been learning in the Sfas Emes. No even no worse. So I think that the Pshat in the Sifurna, Ost Hitzeh Oretz Hashab Shaseh, what's happening over here? And we asked, like, why is the whole Indian of Shvius so central to the whole story of the Golas? The Pshat is because they didn't keep Shmita. What does that mean? Now, Lefi, what we have learned now, and I really think it's Emes, yeah, they shucked off their Elyonim status. The Elyonim status is that the Rabbani Shem said, yeah, I'm going to make you Elyonim, means I'm going to give you the potential of being Elyonim, meaning being B'nai Olam Haba, and getting chitz, or whatever you call those things, to pick up food in the warehouse, but during the Shemitah. That's the Pshat Elyonim over here in Kisova also, to L'sitcho Elyon, to make you into a creature of Olam Haba. And now what happened? What happened is that 70 Shmitas, we didn't keep Shmita. What does that mean? We meant that we rejected our status of Elyonim. That is what it means. And that is what we have to repay. Listen, yeah? If we would have kept those 70 Shmitas, what would have been? That each Shmita would have been the Kiddush Hashem beyond description. Yeah, here they are, lazing around. Oh, the goyim would have something to schmooze about while they're drinking their beers, right? They say, here they are, and they're not plowing, they're not sowing, they're not doing anything. They say, yeah? And look, everything is growing. Oh, there must be some kind of black magic. They'll know what to say. It would be a big Kiddush Hashem. Ultimately, they'll say, oh, well, it seems that their God is a real nice God, and he's giving them to eat. That Kiddush Hashem didn't happen. So the Rabbani Shem is saying, Kinderlich, but that Kiddush Hashem you owe me. You owe me that Kiddush Hashem. I have another way of being Mekad Hashem Shomayim. I'll send you into Golos, right? And everybody will point at you and make fun of you and this and this and this, right? And what will they say? Am Hashem Elo Me'atzam Yotzo. Yeah, see what happens to the Jews? They didn't keep up, they didn't listen to their God, and they didn't do the mitzvahs that they were supposed to do. And you see what's happening to them. They're the lowest of the low, 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 of the low. That is what they are. And if they don't keep the Rabbi Hashem's commandments, that's what happens to them. So the Kiddush Hashem Nebuch comes out through a Chilul Hashem. Yep, that's what comes out of it. Yeah. Like the goyim look and they see all the promises in the Torah, a bunch of baloney, that's not happening to the Jews. They're, this is bad, and this is bad, and this is bad, and this is bad, and this is bad. And that's the Kiddush Hashem. And we owed that Kiddush Hashem because we avoided the Shmira of Shmita for 70 Shmitas, and Mimela, we have a debt. And that debt has to be paid. And that is what the Sifurna says. That what does it mean, Oz Tirtzeh? It means that I'm going to be Meshalim. I'm going to be Meshalim. That's what it says. Let's see if I can find it again. can't find the number. Anyway, that's what. Oh, the Sifrona, yeah. Ostietze Oretz, Teshalem Vesafriyim, Sifra, Eshapsosayim. The debt, when we don't keep Shmita, we're piling up debts. And when we pile up debts, they have to be paid. Very, very sobering, very sobering. And like I said, that Kisova is not such an easy pasha within which to find Nechama. Unless, that's the Nechama. So we understand why things are as dreadful as they are at the moment. They are really very, very, very dreadful. So much worrisome manifestations in what's happening in all the countries. And so it's really very scary, everything. And Weisdorf, maybe that is the Nechama. That the Ribbono Shel Olam wasn't mafkeres. It wasn't mafkeres. That's the way Elyonim look when the Elyonim don't act like Elyonim. That's what's happening. The Ribbono Shel Olam is showing us how Elyonim look when you don't act like Elyonim. Ribbono Shel Olam should help. We should find a Nechama. And Ribbono Shel Olam, on coming Rosh Hashanah, should give us a good psak at Shnas Geulah, Yeshua. Rabbi Hashem should help. Rabbi Hashem should help.